This is NPR.
Thank you. Turkey struck northern Iraq overnight. They were going after suspected Kurdish militants. NPR's Ivan Watson has the story from Baghdad.
Shortly before midnight on Thursday, Turkish warplanes began bombing the Kandil Mountains of northern Iraq. For years, Kurdish PKK rebels have operated out of camps on these remote peaks located along Iraq's border with Iran. The Turkish bombing runs came just hours after a meeting between a high-ranking Turkish diplomat and leaders of the regional government in semi-autonomous Iraqi Kurdistan. It was the first meeting of its kind between the Turks and the Iraqi Kurds since the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Turkey has repeatedly accused the Iraqi Kurds of supporting PKK rebels, which the Turks call terrorists. It has also threatened to go to war with the autonomous-minded Iraqi Kurds if they declare independence from Baghdad.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from Iraq. We'll have more insight on the whole picture there in a moment in our segment, The Week in Iraq. Police questioned Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert this morning. He's a suspect in several corruption cases involving real estate deals and political appointments. Olmert has not been charged. Elections in Israel are not until 2010, but under their system, they could come earlier if Olmert's fragile coalition falls apart. High winds are feeding wildfires across the West. Firefighters have been attacking fires in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and California. Hundreds of residents have been ordered out. Three people are charged with starting one of the Arizona fire near Grand Canyon National Park. It burned thousands of acres. They apparently left a campfire going. Gas prices are sky high for airlines, so many are slowing down their planes to save fuel. Southwest, for example, says it'll save $42 million this year by flying slower. Not that much slower, only about 1 to 3 minutes longer for each flight. Consumer groups say it could be good for flyers, but only if airlines cut ticket prices as they save money. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.